Welcome to the Workplace Effect Success Stories, where we speak to Saga, one of our valued, trusted workplace customers. I'm Cinzia, Global Account Manager at Meta, and your host for this month. And today, I'm speaking to Roisin McKenzie. Can you tell us a bit about your role at Saga?
I'm Roisin McKenzie. I'm the People Director for Culture and Colleague Engagement. So I'm responsible really for colleague experience is how I describe it. So that really is kind of the true life cycle for a colleague. So really making sure at every touch point within that journey that it's a really exceptional one. I also head up our internal comms and engagement team, as well as our wellbeing and DE&I teams as well.
Was hybrid working something that you used to do at Saga? And if not, how has it been implemented?
It really wasn't something that we did before the pandemic. So we were a very traditional office-based organization, big contact centers. I remember being on calls kind of 3 years ago about how hard it would be to get our contact center working remotely and working from home and all the challenges that we'd have to overcome. So we absolutely weren't, which I think is what amazes me about how agile we were in flipping. And I know it wasn't, you know, it was absolutely a we must do this rather than a nice to have. But, you know, the organization really, really embraced it quite quickly. And I think what's really interesting is the journey we've been on over the last 18 months. So, you know, when we asked colleagues at the beginning of the pandemic, kind of, how is this going for you? Is this working? It was a bit of a No, I do not enjoy this. I do not want to be working at home. This is not for me. I enjoy office life. And 18 months on, sort of 2 years on, and, you know, our colleagues absolutely love it and they don't want to come back. And so we spent that time and really looked at our flexible working and hybrid offering. And actually we decided we're not going to mandate. So we focused on, you know, how do we enable colleagues to choose effectively where they are happiest, healthiest and productive.
Do you think it's more beneficial for the employee rather than the employer?
I don't think so. I mean, we have absolutely embraced it and for us, it's been a real benefit. So, you know, all of the obvious things in terms of creating kind of geographically now. So our head office was right by the coast, which means half of our attraction pool was in the sea. And now that's completely opened up. It's great for our customers because ultimately if our colleagues are more engaged, if we're able to recruit more of our colleagues who, you know, reflect our customer demographic, that's a win for us. So for me, no, it's absolutely a win-win.
Do you think it's something that it's going to be a permanent offering from Saga?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously I can never look into the future, but I'm pretty confident that this is a model that is going to work for us. And I think the research just continues to tell you that this is an important element of the employee value proposition, that actually colleagues just aren't okay with not having choice over.
Are you facing challenges with this kind of new hybrid flexible working model?
I think, look, we had the same as everyone to start off with. So, you know, tech is the easy one to say, you know, we needed to have meeting rooms and we needed investment and we needed all of this stuff to make it work. But we sort of moved on from that. So, you know, that's been some challenge, but as well as onboarding new colleagues. So, you know, how do they feel part of something bigger than like their immediate team, like from their front room? And how do they sort of experience the culture of the business and create that network, really?
And how have you overcome those challenges? Has Workplace helped with that?
Yeah, so Workplace has been a great enabler for us in this space. So before we design anything from an engagement perspective, we really kind of ask the question like, okay, so is this event just in person? If it is, great, but how do we get colleagues who aren't there on the day, sat in front of this speaker or whatever it might be, how do they experience it and how does it feel as good as it would if they were there? And I think that what that does is mean that it kind of Workplace just creates that for you. So, you know, hosting a live event, actually that event now is absolutely available virtually and in person. So they are experiencing, there's that equity point of that. It doesn't matter where they are geographically. So that's been a real enabler for us, as well as the point around sense of community and connection. So, you know, it's great. A new colleague, you know, can post a question in the tech bar and kind of say, hey, I've got this problem, I don't know what to do. And, you know, someone completely different from the organization is like, oh, you just do this. So, you know, really easy stuff, or it becomes really personal. So, you know, there's kind of groups. So Pets at Saga is the most, I'd say, important group, probably not the most important group, but it's certainly the most liked group. And it's that thing of, you know, I'm putting myself out there, hey, here's me, here's my new pet. And there's just a flood of, you know, kind of likes and comments, and it just really helps with people to, you know, to feel part of something that's a little bit bigger that they might not have seen in person yet.
Do you think an employee probably has more access and communication with the leadership than they might have done in the office?
I think so. I mean, certainly, like, I think this water cooler moment or whatever it is and all this stuff is like a myth. Like, I never had this, so I don't know what this term is. But for me, absolutely. And, you know, I think we are really lucky. Our group CEO is very active on workplace. Our executive leadership team and senior leaders are really active. And that's purposeful, because actually they're not going to be able to, you know, walk a floor and see every colleague. So, you know, workplace is that virtual place where actually everybody has access to our CEO. I mean, I'm not sure back in the day, the pre-workplace is, you know, every colleague would be able to, you know, instantly comment on what our CEO has said, and for our CEO to reply, like, with a meaningful reply that means something to that colleague or thanks them for their input or their idea. You know, it's a real game changer in terms of accessibility to a leadership team. And also from a HR perspective, incredibly, you know, empowering and freeing that we don't have to create these moments. They just happen organically because of workplace.
You recently won a Workplace Customer Award. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we won a Workplace Customer Award recently, which was for kind of hybrid working, which is amazing for us. And it was really about the campaign that kind of led up to this new hybrid model. So where I talked about colleagues having choice and being able to choose where they want to work in terms of happy, healthy, and productive, we ran a whole campaign through Workplace where, you know, we kind of started this big conversation. So asked colleagues how they were feeling. We used polls. We held kind of big listening groups outside. Obviously, kind of in, I say in person, it's not, it's on Teams, but, you know, kind of outside of Workplace, and then fed back through Workplace. And really, this award was celebrating kind of that campaign and the use of Workplace and the tools to really understand what colleagues wanted, what was working for them or what wasn't. And then, you know, what we were also able to do is really look at the campaigns during the pandemic. So we use Workplace heavily to connect with our colleagues. And we had a staying in program, which was, you know, all around kind of well-being and our support in that space, really solid, visible kind of leadership on Workplace, colleagues being able to reach out, etc. We also ran a step-up challenge, which was virtual through Workplace, which was raising money for leukemia care. And our colleagues just went wild for that and absolutely took part. And then we had the going out campaign at the end as well. So really, really kind of focusing on our benefits and discounts and how we can promote that on in terms of, you know, colleagues utilizing that to make their way out of the pandemic into what is now the new normal.
Are there future projects and plans or campaigns that you're doing through Workplace?
There's always a campaign that we're running on Workplace. At the moment, we're in our summer campaign. So we have effectively ran lots of competitions. So whether that's kind of in the run-up to schools breaking up, we've ran a Don't Step on a Bee campaign recently to raise awareness. Bizarrely, our CEO is a beekeeper himself. So we've really played on that. We've also just launched our kind of our family event. That was a big in-person event, but really using Workplace to kind of showcase that to all of our colleagues. And then we've got some other activities planned at the end of summer. And we also like to go quite big at Christmas. So we'll be in the run-up to what's our kind of big virtual Christmas extravaganza, which we use Workplace for because we use a live event.
Thank you, Roisin.
No worries, thanks. See you later.
Thank you to Roisin, and thank you for listening to the Workplace Effect Success Stories.